Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
This is Checkers and Wreckers on KFGO. We do it Mondays because the weekends and the late weeks are full of stock car racing and thousands of people attend, and we take about 10 minutes out of our week to bring in Corey Litton of Litton Entertainment, who is the inventor of karaoke.
Right.
Others do karaoke, but he does karaoke. And
if it's not karaoke, it's crappyoke, right?
Well, that's the way we always say it. Corey, looks to me like you spent the better part of the summer going to races. Last night's visit to the Buffalo River Speedway was number 51, huh?
Yeah, number 51 on the year so far. Monday, August 5th, I was at the Red River Kart Club. There are winners out there. The 77X of Lexi Fromke, the 13 of Colin Subdi, the Flying Deuce of Ashton Speaker, the 71 of James Peterson, the 10 of Jacob Krogero, the 6 of Colton Everett, 7T of Joseph Thomas, the 18T, J.A. Bischoff, the 68 of Bruce Everett, and I also raced a little bit out there. I got third in my first heat. I won my second heat, and I got third in the feature.
Sweet. Way to go,
buddy.
They
gave me a little sticker.
Congratulations.
Saying I got third.
Generally, what are the ages of the drivers out at the Red River Kart Club?
Well, it ranges from right around about 5 years old to, I think there's a guy about 74 that I race against out there.
Wednesday, I saw you take off from the office early, and you went to the Redwood Speedway in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Is that your first visit there?
Yeah, and I like the place. It's a half-mile track. It's kind of a little bit flatter. Kind of like the old Fargo track, but flatter and probably a little smaller. But yeah, the Minnesota Corn Growers jammed the stands out there at Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Redwood Speedway. IMCA Hobby Stock winner was the number 17 of Justin Luneberg. The IMCA Sport Compacts, the 9C of Nate Koopman. He got a clean sweep. The B-Mods were won by in a clean sweep by Nick Johansson. And the B-Mods, they had three different classes sanctioned that, or three different sanctioning bodies were allowed to run in that one.
And did you see any riders that or drivers that you're acquainted with from your normal run?
There were a few of them out there. Brock Grunwald is probably the one that I recognize the most. He races at almost every track that I go to. And he was one of the Wasota local guys. He's from Fergus Falls area. He was one of the few local guys from this area that was out there, that were out there.
Wednesday, he was at Redwood Falls, and Thursday, Corey, you were at Norman County Raceway in Ada. You like that track.
I do like that place. They actually allowed me to come in the booth and do some color commentary for him. So thanks to Jim and of course, Mark Askelson up there at Norman County Raceway. The trophy class winner was the number 2 of Stacy Peterson Roy, the Midwest Modified's Brian Cackle in the 11. In the pure stocks, a clean sweep for Ken Crane. The Mod 4's 4D Cheetah Rob Van Mill, he got a clean sweep. In the NLRA late models, the number 9 Showtime Kent Arment.
And coming up in a little while, we'll be talking to a driver. His name is it Mike Balkan?
Mike Balkan, yeah.
Balkan, he's going to be our driver. We'll hear from him in a minute. Then he went from Ada, Minnesota to Fergus Falls on Friday.
Yeah, I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls. Street stock winner, the 21R of Dave Reed. The 2G, Brock Grunwald in the Midwest Modifieds. The Super Stocks, the number 1 JR of Tim Johnson. In the Modifieds, the number 10 AA, Austin Arneson got a clean sweep. The late models, clean sweep also for Eric Breeskoten in the 66. The short trackers, another clean sweep. 383, Brian Ollert.
But wait, there's more. On Saturday, you found yourself in Jamestown.
Yep, that was my 50th race of the year so far. And the Midwest Modifieds were won by the number 56 of Landon Becker. The Street Stocks, the 71 of Trent Greger. Modifieds, number 5, Johnny C. John Carell. And the NLRA late models were won by number 10, our actual guest coming up here soon, Mike Balkan. He got a clean sweep out there.
And, of course, you always wrap up at your favorite track, and that would be Buffalo River Race Park on Sunday.
Yep, pure stock winner in the number 28, Norm Olson. The Mod 4's Aaron Grandpa Wetterlin with a clean sweep. The Hornets, clean sweep for Tommy Habedank in the number 3, his 7th win of the year. The 76 of Gwen Saylor won in the go-karts out there. The Red River Kart Club kids came out there. And also Landon Backer in the 43B. He won in the other class that they had out there. Midwest Modified's the number 1 TPO of Tyler Jiffy Peterson got a clean sweep. The Legends 13, another clean sweep. Tim Brockhaus and the NLRA late models were won by the number 73 of Zach Johnson.
Now I'm looking over some of your notes you have. This next guest, Mike Balkan, Yeah. He's been racing for 30 years?
Yes.
All right. What must he know? He'll share it coming up next on KFGO.
Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he's the best driver in the land. He said that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama.
This is Checkers and Wreckers, heard on Mondays at this time. Corey Litton is our man who's now visited 51 tracks just for you. And he does, well, no, he does it for himself, but
well, yeah.
Gets to share it. And you've tracked down a man who had himself a clean sweep this week.
He had actually a pretty good week. Another Mike Balkin is our guest. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. 30 years of driving with 204 wins as of Saturday. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Enjoying a little lunch here in Fargo and looking forward to getting some racing done this week.
Now, along with the 204 wins, how many championships do you have under your belt?
37.
37 championships. Now, what got you into racing?
As a young kid, going to the races at home with my dad, started racing go-karts at 10, and then when we were 16 years old, we got into, started racing stock cars. Actually, we had super stocks back then, and the year that we got that car over the winter, they dropped the super stocks, called them super late, combined the two together, and started in late model 30 years ago, and we've been pretty much doing that every year from 95 to 99. We ran sprint cars around. We ran quite a bit around West Fargo here and stuff, and Lizota Circuit, and then we kind of got back in the late model in 2000, and been pretty much full steam ahead with that.
Now, out of the 204 wins you have, what do you consider your biggest win?
Oh, good. You know what? You know, with racing, there's so many highs and lows. We've had some real good ones. I can't really, off the top of my head, think of too many. We've had some last lap stuff. We've had some. Still some pretty big wins and some decent just weekly racing stuff. It's been a good variety of all sorts of different stuff, but I can't honestly say there's one huge one that that stands out. But it's been a fun time, that's for sure.
Now, what's your worst wreck that you have?
Probably we had a couple of ugly ones. 95, I had a real bad sprint car one, but actually taken most of my vision out of my left eye still to this day. That was a nasty one. We wrecked out a couple of sprint cars in 95, 96. And then one time in a late model, we had a bad one in Ada, Minnesota. We went off the end there and junked out that car. We've had a couple of rough ones, but when you think how many times we've raced per year for 30 years, things have been, we've been pretty lucky.
Now, Mike Balkin is our guest here on KFGO Checkers and Wreckers. Your daughter, Amber, races now and is getting pretty good also in her own right. What makes you happier, seeing her win or you winning?
Oh, definitely seeing her win. My wins are spread apart a lot more these days. It's a lot tougher to win as opposed to 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. But I enjoy seeing her win. She races because she wants to race, not because her dad wants to race, and wants her to race, I should say. She has a big passion for the sport, and I just support her and let her follow her dreams, and it's making her idea, and it's got to be fun. Racing is a very time consuming, as most people are aware, and it's got to be fun. So I enjoy her watching her race. It's harder watching her race than me race. As a father, it's a tough deal to go through, because you got that worry factor that's always in play, but we're there to support her, and the sky's the limit for her. She's got a lot of great opportunities. She's young, and I think her next 5-10 years are pretty exciting for her.
Well, Mike, thanks for coming on the show today. Mike Balkin, our guest here. Now, where are you? Where are you at this week?
This week, tomorrow will Tuesday will be at Watertown, South Dakota. Wednesday will be in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Thursday, we will be in Fergus Falls. Friday back at Grand Forks for the World of Outlaw sprint cars. We'll be running with those, and then we have an NLRA show on Saturday in Devil's Lake, and then we get to go home and relax on Sunday.
Mike, thanks once again for coming on the show. Mike Balkin, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, 30 years of driving, 204 wins. Thank you very much, Mike.
fastest girl in town. That's someone racing at the Buffalo River Race Park.
Right, with her first win Sunday, or with her win at Buffalo River Race Park, the number 76 of Gwen Saylor is your fastest girl in town.
All right, buddy, thank you very much. Do you know where you're going to be going this week?
I think I'm going to be going down to Watertown tomorrow, Wednesday at the Red River Kart Club, tonight at the Red River Kart Club also, Thursday in Fergus Falls. Saturday is up in the air yet, but I'm probably going to Madison, Minnesota. And also I'm going to, Sunday, of course, at Buffalo River Race Park.
Thank you, buddy.
Now, go like Checkers and Wreckers with Corey Litton on the Facebook and at Checks and Wrecks on the Twitters, at C-H-E-X-N-R-E-X, man.
Thank you. That's Thank you. Checkers and Wreckers.